Hey, what's going on? Sean Mack's Backstage Pass is back and better than ever. I guess we'll find out if it's better than ever. We're just starting. I don't want to, like, you know, set the bar too high here. Let's just find out together. All right, it is October the 8th, 2019. In case you've never listened to one of these, basically this is an opportunity for us to hop on here on mix947.com and kind of give you a little backstage look at what's going on the show today, stuff we didn't get to expound upon as much because, as you know, if you listen to Mix 94.7, we're busy playing Austin's best mix of music. So, with a little bit of me, you get a little bit more of me on this show. So, buckle up. Enjoy the ride. Speaking of the ride, we had an incredible ride weekend one of Austin City Limits Music Festival. Wow, that was quite the weekend, weekend one. Let's give you a little bit of flavor of that. We'll be out there again, by the way, this weekend for all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, broadcasting live. You want to try to win your way in, too. Listen, Thursday, we're doing more giveaways for wristbands for ACL weekend, too. Details, mix947.com on the contest page. So after you listen to this, hop on the contest page, get the whole scoop there. Great weekend. Weekend one, it was hot. It was incredibly hot, temperature-wise. And, I mean, we all looked good, too. Anyway, not to, you know, toot our own horn, but we all looked pretty good. Anyway, I kid. I looked all right. You know, whatever. Self-confidence, it's fine. It was a good weekend. It was great to see so many incredible artists. Friday, we got to hang out and kind of just get a general vibe of the scene out there. Caught a couple of bands. I caught RL Grime, who's a favorite DJ of mine, on the stage. I think it's the T-Mobile stage. I don't remember. But I was super excited to see RL Grime. Was at EDC in Vegas this year and did not get to see him. I think I was seeing somebody else at the same time. So to see him, that was great. And then we did Tame Impala Friday night, which was a really good show. Caught a little bit of Guns N' Roses here and there. Caught a little bit of, like, the beginning of Welcome to the Jungle. I believe we're driving. They have these go-karts that kind of, you know, can shuttle you or whatever if you're covering the event behind the stage, and caught a little bit of that with the fireworks going off as we're rolling on a go-kart. Friday was great. Saturday was even better. Saturday, we had a lot of artists stop by the Live Graystar ATX Lounge that we had set up basically behind, if you know where the beer garden is, over there by the stage where Lizzo performed, for example, right behind there, there's a media area where we're set up, where we get to bring artists in and kick it with them for a little bit, which is good. So shout out to all the artists we saw on Saturday. DeLacy, she was great. We got to sit down with her for a little bit, get to know her. You probably know some of her work already. Like, she co-wrote Without Me with Halsey. And she did work with Demi Lovato, Chainsmokers, and others. She's been a songwriter, and now she's kind of doing her own thing. Really great singer. Really fun person to interview. She was great. Check her out. She performed on Sunday, but we got to interview her on Saturday. Our friends from Flora Cash stopped by, which was great. Always love seeing them. And they got to catch us up on what they've been up to this summer. Of course, they performed at West of the Fest this year. All these interviews, by the way, we have up at mix947.com. They were kind of catching us up on what they had done. They had performed already, so they were one of those artists that had already performed, and then they came and saw us after their performance. They were actually on the big American Express stage. They opened the Saturday festivities over there. So it was Guns N' Roses Friday night, and then Flora Cash kicked it off Saturday morning. So they got a kick out of that when we told them that they were the... They followed up Guns N' Roses, basically. Or Guns N' Roses basically opened for them with a 12-hour gap in the middle. So that was fun. Then, of course, Billie Eilish arrived, which was the talk of the media area, the talk of the town that day. Everyone was in full Billie Eilish mania mode. So we got to see her and talk to her for a few minutes. Couldn't be nicer. You can see this whole interview, by the way, up mix947.com. She's just a super talented and really nice person. So it was great to talk to her, and all her success is well-deserved. I was super excited to meet her and then have her be as cool as I would hope she would be. So that was great. So we had then got to talk to her brother, Phineas, who came by about 30, 40 minutes later, which was also cool. Phineas is Billy's older brother. You see him on stage with her all the time. He's the one either playing the piano or playing the guitar. They did the duet together on Saturday Night Live last week. He is a producer of basically all her music, co-writes it with her, kind of like the guiding light to her vision. And we caught up with him about his solo EP. It's called Blood Harmony. Be sure to go check that out. It's just out now. Like, it was literally out for a day when we got to talk to him, which is really cool. So a very exciting week for him, and we got to talk to him all about that. That was great. Saturday night, we saw Billie Eilish, of course, perform. And who else did we see Saturday night? Oh, we saw The Cure. The Cure were great. So good. Going to go see Childish Gambino this weekend. That was a tough call, but had to do one weekend and one the next because they're on at the same time. Sunday was the hottest day of ACL. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. That was a hot, hot, hot day. And we got to, we actually left the festival for a little bit in the middle of the day, and we went over to Lizzo's hotel to kick it with her for a little bit before her performance. So again, that interview is up, mix947.com. She talks all about coming back to Texas, her performances, her acting, all of it. Kind of got to cover a little bit of everything with her in a few minutes, so you can see all that. And then caught Lizzo's performance when we got back, and Cardi B, who I got to meet briefly right before she took the stage. You know, she was running a little bit late, but she actually took time to meet us as she was basically walking on stage. She basically stopped and got to say hello to me and my fiance and a few other people who were there to see her. And so she was nice and put on a fun show. That was a fun show Saturday, Sunday night. So there you go. That's your weekend one recap. We're out there again weekend two. More interviews hopefully to come. Still working on some stuff on that. We'll let you know as the days get closer. And yeah, everything you missed, we have it for you. Mix947.com. All right. This has been your Backstage Pass, basically an ACL recap edition, and we'll talk more as the week goes on. Have a good night or good day, depending on when you listen to this. Bye.